mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, I am completely, totally, massively energized. Years ago, I would watch a couple hours of television every night, news channel, C-SPAN, just to monitor what the globalists were up to. But the propaganda got so bad and so disgusting, and I got so tired of watching the killers stand up there and pose as our saviors that, for my own sanity, I stopped watching television almost entirely, other than maybe buying a DVD and watching a movie or going out to the movies. So, I mean, I might watch like an hour of television a week, but the last few days I've been watching the nightly news, and, I mean, every time I do it, it's just incredible. It's how Big Brother's saving us, how wonderful our SWAT teams are, how cameras are going to keep us safe, how world government's good. I mean, the local newscasts are more horrible than the national newscast. And last night they had a local newscast, and hence I found a national newscast. They want to put metal detectors, face scanners in all the malls. And I had remembered how Governor Ridge, even before Homeland Security got funding, I taped a two-hour meeting he had on C-SPAN with all these CEOs in a congressional office building. And he said, to have a job, you'll have a national ID card, and we'll track and trace everything, and you'll have different levels of security clearance to even have most jobs. If you have bad credit, you won't be able to have a job in food service or agriculture or anything because you might be a terrorist. Having bad credit's a mark of terrorism. You've all heard it now in CAPS, too, with the airports. And he went on to say that we're going to then have the bag screeners and people searching you for getting in buses or getting on trains or then to cross bridges. We'll have toll roads to pay for the security, and it'll be in the malls, and it'll be everywhere. And then now in the last 2 weeks we've heard, oh, there's going to be, you know, feds on the buses, feds at the bus terminals, feds at the train stations, feds on the trains. And then last night there I am watching local news, and they say, yeah, Homeland Security's telling the malls they want them to put in, you know, face-scanning cameras, metal detectors, you'll be searched to go in the mall. Because, you know, they foiled some low-grade moron who supposedly told an FBI agent who provocateured him, yeah, we might want to blow the mall up. So now you're going to have to be searched to get in the mall, not just the sports stadium. I mean, it's going to be everything. Everything. But they said, don't worry, this is going to be non-invasive. It's going to be like you know, Total Recall, where you just walk through the scanner and it scans down through your clothes, through your naked body, and there'll be a technician there watching to see if you've got anything suspicious. And Schumer, of course, also yesterday proposed, and the government's worshiping it, to screen all children at birth with Child Protective Services, you know, just to decide whether you can keep your children or not. It already happens if you have any misdemeanors in your background. When they enter your name and Social Security number at the hospital when you have a child, then you get a visit. But now it's going to be everybody. And, of course, Bush has this new program that's been going on in Texas that we told you about over the last few years. And that's New Freedom. Yes, New Freedom. That's where they screen all the elementary and junior high students. Most parents aren't even aware of this. They set you up in front of a computer and ask you hundreds of questions. By the way, a precursor of this, I had this when I was in high school. Everybody got it at Anderson High. And what, that was about 13 years ago? Yeah, I'm pretty young. 13 years ago, graduating from high school, I had to do it. Parents were never told. They didn't find me to be mentally ill, though, so I didn't have to go on Prozac or Ritalin. But now it's going to be nationwide, all part of the new Soviet, I mean American freedom. So we'll get into this and just so much more. I mean, it's an ultra-massive broadcast. You don't want to miss it. And some guests coming up as well. Stay with us.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
Terrorism, terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video Sheltering in Place, Surviving Acts of Terrorism from Biological, Chemical, and Radioactive Fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step by step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video Sheltering in Place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at murkywater.com.
My family is breathing easier, and now you can too. Hey folks, Michael Trudell here to tell you about the Biozone Air Purifier. The Biozone Air Purifier is not a filter system. It works at the molecular level, binding the small bits of dust, allergens, and other particles in your air into clumps that are too heavy to float. They fall harmlessly to the floor to be literally swept away. Nothing escapes. The Biozone Air Purifier also kills virus and bacteria germs and totally removes odors. Out on the farm, we have several cats and two big dogs, so pet odors can be a concern. But like the odors from anything else, simply gone. Smoke? My wife and I don't, but several of our friends do. Our Biozone air purifier clears out that smoke literally within minutes. I use it myself, and I'm telling you, your Biozone air purifier will improve the air in your home. It even comes with a 90-day money-back guarantee and free shipping. Call toll-free 888-88-MY-AIR today. That's 1-888-88-MY-AIR. Or visit www.purifymyair.com. That's purifymyair.com. Order yours today, and you'll get a bathroom ionizer, a $40 value, free. Get your Biozone air purifier today, and you'll be breathing easier, too.
Had been asking suspicious questions. I felt like I was in Law and Order, said one student, after being grilled by one of the agents, which the dean handed over to them. And they were grilling other groups as well. The incident provoked a brief campus uproar, and the Army later admitted that the agents had exceeded their authority. But in the Pentagon has its way, the Army may not have to make such amends in the future. Without any public hearing or debate, Newsweek has learned defense officials recently slipped a provision into a bill before Congress that could vastly expand the Pentagon's ability to gather intelligence inside the United States, including recruiting citizens as informants. Then a caller said, called and said, hey, have you seen this article out of Connecticut, out of the Day newspaper, big local newspaper there in Waterbury?
And I said, no. Well, we did get the article, and we did post it on PrisonPlanet.com. Since then, it's gone to subscription. You've got to just register to get it. I think we should go in and register, tell my webmaster this, and get the article and post it ourselves. But you can read where they start out in the article and say, well, the police department isn't very nice, and it's overcrowded, and so is the fire department. But guess what? There's a National Guard base, and it's been made the new emergency center, and we're going to merge the fire department, the police department, and the city government in a partnership with the National Guard, and they're going to help keep us safe from terrorists. I mean, literally, like Iraq, putting the military over the government. And here in Austin, out at Bergstrom International Airport, formerly an airbase, about a third, a little under a third of the base is still a military base, and they've got the APD out there housed with the U.S. Army and the National Guard. And all over the country, this is going on. Just right out in plain view, running government like the Russians or the Nazis did, merging the military and the police in a total violation of posse comitatus and the Tenth Amendment. And it has nothing to do with terrorism. You know, their definition of terrorism is all crime. And it's not just the military surveilling us. Now we're going to have these tens of thousands of secret military police in plain clothes running around demanding to interrogate us and ask us questions. This year, they had a five-part symposium called The New World Order. And they had it at UT. And they'd have former CIA directors and deputy directors and generals in to give speeches. And you'd go to the LBJ Presidential Library, and there'd be, you know, 20 cameras rolling, and they'd walk up to us and go, turn your cameras off. Well, why? Other people have them on because we said so. We'll arrest you. And it'd be troops in suits, you know, there with the general, who the retired general who runs that department in UT, General Magus. And then I didn't go to the last event. They started getting physical, actually grabbing on our people last time. So this was the new America, just where you have troops trying to stop you from videotaping, getting in your face. And if you don't know your rights, they'll intimidate you, drag you behind closed doors, get in your face, threaten to arrest you. I mean, that's the Soviet Union, boys and girls. Has nothing to do with terrorism. And they're setting it up right out in plain view. So you can go to PrisonPlanet.com and click on the article. And you can go through and register at that newspaper if you want to read the article. Town National Guard Ponder Partnership is the headline. Of course, they announce it as it's already taking place. People need to stop that up in Connecticut. But this is going on all over the country. All over the country, I see these reports on a weekly basis. And again, I don't have words to stress how serious this is. In Nazi Germany, in Soviet Germany, East Germany, in Russia, in China, in Cuba, this is how they live. And they're announcing all this now to try to intimidate us, to try to scare the public into being quiet and going along so they can even turn the heat up more. And if we go along with that intimidation, if we do shut up, they're going to win, my friends. They're going to win. They're going to set up their police state. They're going to carry out more terror attacks to legitimize the continual crackdown on the population. And they're going to put more and more people in prison for petty crimes in these private prisons owned by the military-industrial complex that is carrying out the terror attacks. I've got a bunch of reports here where they're now admitting that, well, you're worried about torture in Iraq. Torture and murder and death is going on all over the prisons, coast to coast as well. And no one's being held accountable. And I saw law enforcement publications before 9/11, you know, with headlines like The Case for Torture. And in law enforcement magazines promoting torture. Torture isn't really bad, because we're the good guys. But when we torture people, you know, we get the answers out of them. And this is how we're gonna keep the people safe in America. And they've sold it, you know, in all these editorials. Well, what if we've got a terrorist and there's a bomb planted and they won't tell us where the bomb's at and it's going to kill 100 people? Shouldn't we torture them? And then the average person goes, yeah, I guess you should. But see, you just let the camel put the nose under the tent flap. It's meant for everybody. Scientific training at literal military colleges on torture. It's going to be you being tortured. Don't you understand that? It's going to be you being tortured under news cameras out of the protest as men in black ski masks and Darth Vader outfits beat you within an inch of your life or kill you. And then, well, they shouldn't have protested. So this whole mentality has been sold to us now. And it's a quick slip into the, you know, the Soviet slash Nazi potation of America. Red Cross ultimatum to U.S. on Saddam. Release him, charge him, or break international law, Bush told. Saddam Hussein must either be released from custody by June 30th or charged in the U.S. and the new Iraqi government are to conform to international law, the International Committee on the Red Cross said last night. So they make international law and the U.N. and the EU look like the good cop, but if you go into their custody, they don't let you have a jury. You can't face your accuser. It's the same. So they give you a false choice, see, a false bipolar political spectrum, when really it's all in the same paradigm. Nadam Domani, a spokeswoman for ICRC, International Committee on Red Cross, told The Guardian that the United States defies Saddam Hussein as a prisoner of war at the end of the occupation. POWs have to be released, provided they have no penal charges against them. Her comments came as the international body, the only independent group with access to detainees in U.S. custody, and basically a CIA MI6 front, becomes increasingly concerned over legal limbo in which thousands of people are being held in the run-up to the transfer of power at the end of the month. There is no transfer of power. Our government appointed puppets who appointed a president. And I thought the handover was at the beginning of this month. Oh, now it's next month. Iraq wants Saddam by end of the month. AP, the new Iraqi government, wants custody of Saddam Hussein and all other prisoners by the time sovereignty is handed over at the end of the month, the interim prime minister said. And then they go on to admit that our troops man the prisons, our interrogators run the prisons, and then the new appointed government says, we want you to stay and run things. We go, oh, that's freedom, see? Your government wants us to stay and run the prisons. We put the government in. I mean, it's just double think. And I've had arguments with people on talk radio and other shows and on the street about this. Oh, we gave them democracy. We gave them a free government. No, we appointed a government. I mean, I can't believe that this even has to be explained. But the troops aren't buying it. GIs marching away from reenlistment. Just one base in Colorado Springs. Army reenlistments have dropped suddenly and dramatically at Fort Carson and several other posts where combat units have recently returned from Iraq. The surprising deadline within the past 21 and a half months has jolted recruiters and military analysts and provoked questions about the war's effect on the Army's recruiting ability. And it says, since Fort Carson units began coming home in April, post-recruiters have met only 57% of their quota for the reenlistment first-term soldiers for the second hitch, according to an Army report. So what's the Army doing? Well, with most of them, they're saying, well, there's a little-known clause that you signed on to that says that we can make you reenlist. And that is indeed what they're doing. And again, on the torture situation, this out of the BBC, it's also in the Associated Press, a similar article. Iraq abuse ordered from the top. The U.S. commander at the center of the Iraq prisoner scandal says she was told to treat detainees like dogs. But see, they're trying to blame her. That way, when there's a trial, a court-martial, she'll be found not guilty because she wasn't even allowed in those wings of the prisons. So they go after someone who's quasi-innocent to then go, oh, look, we did an investigation. She did nothing. While they ignore the private contractors with CIA power running it. That's another tactic they use. Brigadier General Janice Kerpinski told the BBC she was being made a convenient scapegoat for abuse ordered by others. Top U.S. commanders for Iraq, General Ricardo Sanchez, should be asked what they knew about the abuse, she told BBC Radio 4, on the ROPES program. A bunch of other colonels and captains and lieutenants have been saying they were ordered to do it. Of course they were. You don't just go do that. One soldier has been sentenced and six others awaiting court-martials for abuse committed. Abuse, thought it was torture. Beating someone to death is just abuse. At Abu Ghraib jail, General Kerpinski said more damaging information was likely to emerge at those trials. And Ashcroft says it's all authorized. He says they're above the law. We'll talk about that when we get back. What a monster.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hello, Ted Anderson here with Midas Resources. Lately, I've been hearing people tell me that gold is so low now that it would be a perfect time to buy. With over 20 years of personal experience in the gold business, I can tell you that opportunities like this can be counted on one hand. The truth is, very few people have the fortitude to actually act on a market like this. However, they have become the elite group, more than doubling their investment over moderate time span. In 1982, gold was trading in a range of $275 per ounce. By mid-1983, it was close to $500 an ounce. In 1986, gold collector coins had quadrupled. Don't procrastinate this opportunity away. All the bottom-line fundamentals still support a strong future for gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for a free evaluation of your gold portfolio. You'll be glad you did. That's 1-800-686-2237. Again, 1-800-686-2237.
It's finally here. Spring has arrived. I can always tell because I get a flood of gardening and seed catalogs. This year, though, I'm not even looking at seed catalogs because I don't have to. I grow my own seed now from year to year, and you can too with the help of the ARC Institute's brand new 40-variety non-hybrid heirloom seed collection. With ARC's heirlooms, you can save seed from this year's garden to plant next year. It's fun, it's easy, and your garden produce tastes better than any you'll ever find at the grocery store. ARC's big 40-packet collection is loaded with everything a well-rounded garden should have. There's heirloom sweet corn, melons, squash, and tomatoes, enough to share with your neighbor. There's cabbage, beans, peas, lettuce, and carrots, beets, onions, cucumbers, eggplant, radishes, many other garden favorites, even popcorn. Save money, eat healthy, grow your own delicious, secure food supply and your own seeds year after year. Call the ARC Institute toll-free at 800-255-1912. That's 1-800-255-1912 or visit arcinstitute.com today.
Day began with a special service.
The rescue of the hostages you had
is headed for
in the war on terror until they are credited.
Senator.
Not getting all the news that's fit to print due to mainstream press censors? Then subscribe to America's newspaper, the American Free Press. No censors, no spin doctors, and no government snoops here. Just honest news that affects you. The American Free Press supports what the majority of Americans want, like lower taxes, stopping illegal immigration, and ending our meddling in foreign affairs. The American Free Press supports the American people, and now you can become a subscriber to the AFP with an incredible offer. Sign up today and receive the original first 19 issues on CD plus two copies of the Citizens Rulebook as our gift with your one-year subscription. A one-year subscription is only $59. Call toll-free 888-699-NEWS and use code 78109. That's 888-699-NEWS and use code 78109 or visit GCNLive.com and click on the American Free Press banner.
Once a week, generally on a Monday or Tuesday, we have Paul Joseph Watson on from PrisonPlanet.com, my website. He's our editor and webmaster and great researcher. My colleague, you could say. He'll be joining us in the next segment. And then we're going to have a roundtable, Paul Watson, myself, Alex Jones, and Nick Begich, Dr. Nick Begich, from his great institute. He's a professor up in Alaska. His father, of course, a congressman who was probably killed by foul play by the globalist for exposing the New World Order. Just an expert on a whole host of issues, chemtrails, HARP, climate changes of the New World Order, secret weapons, stuff that's public now that he's gotten through FOIA request. That's coming up. So we'll have Paul for 30 minutes by himself, and then we'll have Paul for the second hour with our guest, kind of a roundtable discussion into the third hour, and take your calls. I'll be doing some more of these roundtable discussions that we've done over the years here on the broadcast. Continuing with torture, if you don't put your thoughts, your memories, into a memory hole, that is, if you don't flush your memory every day or two like the general public does, you'll see the fraud in plain view. All over national television, since 9/11, they've said torture's good, beat people with rubber hoses, pull their teeth out. I mean, that's been in the New York Times, lauding the virtues of torture. It's in Road to Tyranny that I made 26 months ago. It's in Masters of Terror I made a year and a half ago. It's in Police State 3 that I made 11 months ago. Matrix of Evil that we made 8 months ago. It's in Paul Watson's book. I mean, we've covered all this, the official news articles where the government called for torture. We have a huge torture archive on both the websites, Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And then we see the photos, and they go, oh, my gosh, we never knew that was going on. The people go, really? You ordered us to do it? What's going on at all 32 of the camps in Iraq? It's going on at Camp X-Ray, going on at camps in Afghanistan, and camps our government runs in several other Arab countries that are our little buddies, like Egypt and Jordan. I mean, there's been CIA section chiefs in the Washington Post bragging how they torture people and bring their children to the camps to quote, threaten them. I mean, they're admitting they threaten people's children. What else are they doing? Then the photos come out, and they go, oh, we never for that. Rumsfeld was on TV. Their surrogates were on TV promoting it. So, again, that's doublethink. You all remember them promoting it. Now they're denying it. Well, top generals are saying they were ordered to do it, that they weren't even allowed to run those areas of the bases, that the CIA was running it. And now, last week, we learned of a Defense Department memo saying Bush is, quote, above federal and international law. It follows no laws, makes laws. As he actually said, he is the supreme leader, the Fuhrer. Well, here's the Washington Post. A Justice Department memo says torture may be justified. And today, the Washington Post is posting a copy of the August 1st, 2002 memorandum, PDF, Standards for Conduct of Interrogation under 18 U.S.C. 2340-2340A from the Justice Department Office of Legal Counsel for Alberto R. Gonzalez, Counsel of the President Bush. And it says the memo was written at the request of the CIA. The CIA wanted authority to conduct more aggressive interrogations, including Operation Copper Green, submerging individuals underwater. You seen Conspiracy Theory with Mel Gibson? You know, they did research for that film. The CIA will put you on hallucinogens to make you panic even worse and put you in a metal chair and start dunking you in water over your head over and over again. When they don't have that, they put a bag over your head. And boy, you'll confess to anything then. Then you'll go out and say, yes, I'm Al-Qaeda. I was planning to do all this while the real Al-Qaeda is CIA being protected. And it goes into how they authorize torture in it. So, you know, right out in the open. But they don't have to go get memos that say this. They can play Rumsfeld on TV bragging about it 2 years ago. I'll never forget being in an L.A. hotel room out in California taping episodes of Conspiracy Theory for TNN, and I watched Rumsfeld brag and even say the torture word. I was just freaking out. I called my wife up and said, did you just record this? You know, Rumsfeld's on TV bragging about torture. So that's the new America. And the sickos on talk radio, the sickos on the nightly news, the sickos in the editorials, the left and the right, promoting torture, saying torture's good. I mean, I don't want to belabor this, but it's horrible. And now these troops are coming back to America. They're going to domestically run our cities. Newsweek reporting. You know, Connecticut newspapers reporting it. I mean, it's just every day now. They're going to be running our lives, interrogating us, fighting terror, though. You're not for terror. Well, the problem is Section 802 of the first Patriot Act. Now they got Patriot Act 2, Victory Act 2. Strengthening the Patriot Act, which I call 2.5. And they're going to be running our lives. And all suspicion of misdemeanor is terrorism. So we're all caught in this. And I've got some articles on that we'll get to next. Finally, more reports on it. And Paul Watson and Nick Begich, Dr. Nick Begich as well, stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The sun is getting brighter and the days are getting longer. Summer's just around the corner. What are your plans for it? Fishing, gardening, camping? I'm sure you'll spend more time enjoying the outdoors. And I'm sure the ticks and mosquitoes will spend more time enjoying you. It's not just itching and scratching we have to worry about. Now there's incurable illnesses like Lyme disease and the West Nile virus. DEET is proven to keep the bugs away, but it's also proven to cause brain damage in the laboratory animals. That's not a choice I want to make, and I don't have to, thanks to Natural Answer, available at naturalanswer.com. You'll get a 100% natural, DEET-free insect repellent formulated by a mother concerned with the well-being of her children. Natural Answer remembers our beloved pets as well. Visit naturalanswer.com for your dogs, cats, and livestock, too. Make the right choice. Choose all natural, DEET-free Natural Answer for your family this summer. Visit the web at naturalanswer.com or call 254-235-8747. That's 254-235-8747. Call today.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Somebody wants to sue you. With a few keystrokes, anyone can find out your net worth. Everything that you've worked hard for can be taken away from you as fast as you can say, frivolous lawsuit. Whether it's the IRS, a vindictive ex-spouse, or an average Joe off the street, don't let them have it. The Asset Protection Team can show you how to protect yourself from anybody that wants to sue you. Simple, fast, affordable, and bulletproof. Let the Asset Protection Team show you how. Call now, 888-240-3337. That's 888-240-3337. Or visit AssetProtectionTeam.com. Don't wait. Plan your strategy today before you encounter a lawsuit, bankruptcy, accident, judgment, lien, probate, creditor, medical crisis, malpractice, or worse. Plan today before you are confronted with a false claim, divorce, audit, state agency, federal agency, restraining order, an angry ex-partner, or worse. Visit AssetProtectionTeam.com or call 888-240-3337.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
All right. Coming up, we've got a roundtable with myself, of course, you, the listeners, the callers. Paul Joseph Watson, my good buddy who works for me over at the Prison Planet side of things, prisonplanet.com, prisonplanet.tv. And in the next hour, we'll have Dr. Nick Begich joining us, an expert on the New World Order. You do not want to miss his insightful information. Haven't had the doctor on in over a year. Look forward to it. The toll-free number to join us on air, we'll take some calls before this hour ends, is 1-800-259-9231. I want to get into more admissions now that the Patriot Act's being used against the general public in non-terrorism-related cases. But using doublethink, a doublespeak, the government says, well, all crime, all suspicion of crime is terrorism. And these chilling articles where the military is taking over major cities and towns and secret police are everywhere. Again, this is Newsweek, folks. How many years have you heard us diatribe on this here on air? As I saw it frighteningly grow, legions of secret police, young punks driving around in black sports cars with MP5 submachine guns. Now they're interrogating people. Now they're oppressing free speech. Now it's being announced. You're being told how good it is. And they've got a bill to, quote, legalize it after they've already been doing it. It's like, you know, they implement Patriot Act 2 years before they even pass it. This is how they operate. But bringing up Paul Watson, Paul, good to have you on the broadcast with us.
Colin Alex.
Paul, tell folks about, before we get into the news, PrisonPlanet.tv, what's up there right now and why folks should sign up for PrisonPlanet.tv.
Well, we just posted a bunch of interviews just yesterday from last week, basically. And on top of that, obviously, we've got a weekly video report, which is a mini-documentary in itself. I mean, you splice in video clips and analysis of those as well, so it's a multimedia presentation, and that's up once a week, you know, at least an hour long. And it's 19 cents a day if you subscribe for a year. There's going to be a lot of material that we're going to be putting up over the next few months.
19 cents a month, I mean, 19 cents a day if you sign up for a month, 15 cents a day if you sign up for a year.
That's correct. And so, you know, it's worth signing up for a year because in a year it'll just be a library of information with, you know, hundreds of audios and videos up there, including eventually our books, which are going to go up there. So it's definitely worth getting a subscription and supporting us.
And all of my videos are up there on the website as well for download. And this is how we can afford to do it, folks. We can't continue to put everything up for free. I mean, a lot of the video and audio is for free. But it costs us when you start getting tens of millions of visitors. So by signing up and being a member of PrisonPlanet.tv, you not only get exclusive access to a lot of material and media that others can't, but you also make all the websites possible and the outreach to tens of millions of people. So sign up today at PrisonPlanet.tv. Also, there's Paul Watson's book, Order Out of Chaos, Elite Sponsored Terror, and the New World Order. It's 324 pages long, $19.95. Get a second copy when you order one for $11.95 to give to someone as a gift of knowledge and truth and to hopefully unlock their mind. Tell folks what Order Out of Chaos covers, Paul.
Well, it's basically I hop around the globe from Russia to England to the U.S. to Israel, and prove that, you know, terrorism is state-sponsored in every major case over the past 20, 30 years. And on top of that, it's got a chapter on torture, which I was talking about, we were talking about 2 years ago. So it's only a precursor.
Also, you get into the missile pod. You wrote your book a year and a half ago. It was published, what, 9, 10, 11 months ago. You cover the missile pod on the bottom of one of the aircraft going into the World Trade Center. One of the first to do that. That's in the book.
Yeah, one of the first to be attacked for it as well, because the leap of conclusion in the Vanity Fair piece, which we were featured in the May issue, my contention that pod missiles were evident and that the planes were likely remote controlled was compared by the author of that article to racism. Now, try and make that connection, because I can't, and it's because other people, not me, not you, have said that, you know, a bunch of ragheads couldn't have done this. We never said that, but they take those comments and splice them in with what we're saying, and it all amounts to racism, apparently.
That's right. It's just amazing. Almost like the BBC last week, it said, well, a bunch of world leaders are meeting in secret, but McVeigh thought that, and Bin Laden think the Bilderberg Group's bad. I mean, it's like guilt by association. But it isn't working. I had Jim Tucker on yesterday, and he said that it was front page of a bunch of major daily Italian newspapers putting Tucker and others in a good light. So we've gone the last 5 years from Bilderberg Group doesn't exist, you believe in space aliens if you say it does, and now, okay, world leaders are meeting, 120 of them, and their minions, but, you know, royalty, but if you want to cover it, you're still a weirdo.
Well, yeah, and the BBC themselves covered it the year before, where they said that Bilderberg announced the European Union years before it existed. So I guess BBC themselves, in equating Bilderberg with having power, are, you know, racist. So it's
or with Bin Laden or McVeigh.
Exactly.
Or whoever this British nail bomber was, they mentioned him too. Folks, if you want to get Ordered Out of Chaos, Elite Sponsored Terror in the New World Order, or my book, 9/11 Descent into Tyranny, which is $12, is 224 pages long. His is 324 pages long. You need to get them. You need to get my film, 9/11 The Road to Tyranny. 9/11 The Road to Tyranny. The Masters of Terror. Both of those cover September 11th. Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove. Police State, Three Total Enslavement. You want to see the troops training to confiscate your firearms and put you in FEMA camps, or the secret police sneaking around the country. Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free to order 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. And these videos, folks, are the preeminent films on 9/11. I've seen them all, and I could carry some other great films. They only cover certain aspects of 9/11. You know, the architecture of the buildings, the Pentagon. That's Eric Huffman's videos do that, and they're great. My videos cover the whole spectrum of government-sponsored terror and just, you know, cover dozens and dozens and dozens and dozens of aspects of it. So, again, take action. You can write to me at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704, or, again, call toll-free 888-253-3139. Paul, I don't want to spend a lot more time on this, but I want to talk about Michael Moore's new film, Fahrenheit 9/11. And, you know, the New York Post came out a few weeks ago and said that he basically ripped me off. I don't particularly believe that. You know, it's a public thing that happened. Anybody can make a film about it. I know we're the first to put a film out on the subject, of course, and then we put out others. But now we found out that there is this PR firm that's basically a GOP arm telling people to call and try to shut it down at the theaters. They're fools. That's only going to backfire on them. But, you know, here's CNN and others picking up on this like this is a legitimate story, and they're not getting into the fact that some of these theaters are now being threatened, and I think this is despicable. What do you think about it?
Obviously, I haven't seen the video yet, but in a sense, a lot of these left-wing presentations that do delve into 9/11 are obvious, you know, limited hangouts. These people are gatekeepers. It's like with Democracy Now, the left-wing media organization. Anyone who talks about 9/11 in the sense that there was government involvement, not just prior knowledge or business dealings with, you know, representatives of Bin Laden and Bush, anyone that talks about actual involvement is castigated and in many cases not allowed on the show. In fact, Democracy Now! Had an author by the name of David Ray Griffin on a couple of weeks ago, and that caused a storm on the internet because the presenter, in a debate with a debunker with this author, and the author was basically, he wrote a book about Pearl Harbor, said that there was inside involvement, they knew it was going to happen. And the host, Amy Goodman, attacked the author of this book and supported the presentation of the debunker.
So, but it's now admitted we have the Pentagon, at that time Department of War, documents where they knew days before the date of the attack and let it happen.
Well, exactly, and that's been known ever since it happened in some circles. But again, you will get these left-wingers that act as gatekeepers, and that they only allow a portion of the information out, and it's always the least damning information. And so that's what I see going on with the Moore thing. But then again, the revelations that are in that film, most specifically the grounding of all commercial air traffic and the exit of the Bin Laden family, which was, you know, approved by Bush, apparently, or whoever makes the decisions for Bush.
They've got the documents, yeah.
And so that in itself, they don't want that kind of thing getting out. So any attempt to prevent it from getting out, I think, as you said, is a big mistake because it will only draw more attention.
Well, and that's why people should get our films. They need to get my videos, folks. It says, new objections to Fahrenheit 9/11. Group asks public to call executives at theaters where film critical of White House will be shown. And what really happened is reporting. They did the trace back on the internet and found out it was this PR firm that then tried to erase that. And now that they've been exposed, they're going ahead and going public. And it says that a conservative organization, yeah, a real conservative, called Move Forward America, or Move America Forward, formed in May to rally support for U.S. troops in the war on terror, has asked the public to call and email executives at theater chains scheduled to show the film, according to Variety. Michael Moore, as the right to free speech, said MAF Chairman Howard Kalugin, according to Variety, but so do millions of Americans who find this anti-military propaganda and attacks on our troops offensive. So again, Moore's a leftist, so it must all be lies. Well, Moore does say in Dude, Where's My Country that the UN should take America over. So he tells the truth about 9/11, limits the amount of exposure, but tells the truth about a few issues, but then says, see, America's bad, the EU needs to take us over. And again, I said 2 years ago, Paul, that they were going to bring 9/11 out, but then say it was a right-wing group in America that did it, and then the globalists get the power of the police state out of it while also blaming conservatives in America.
Well, and from what I've read of the Moore film, he actually blames the attack ultimately not on even the Bush administration, but on Pakistan and Saudi Arabia, which are basically just the client terrorist alliance states for the globalists. So they're not implicitly responsible. They just, you know, ensure the safe passage of the terrorists that are controlled by the CIA. And so I think his conclusion in the video, obviously I haven't seen it, but from what I've read the reviews, he blames it on, you know, these third world countries, basically. So again, it's gatekeeping.
Yeah, how did Saudi Arabia make NORAD stand down, or call Mayor Willie Brown and tell him not to fly to New York the night before? You know, how did they do that?
Well, exactly. Obviously, that, you know, that they had the opportunity to hand over bin Laden, as did several other countries, but the Bush administration rejected it time and again because they quashed probes to investigate these same individuals.
Well, overall, people are going to see Moore's film. That's going to open their mind up to the facts when they see video of the bin Ladens getting on the planes and, you know, all of that. And then they'll be more open to the real deal. You know, it's kind of a stepped process. Where they'll then see Road to Tyranny and see Bill Clinton bombing Oklahoma City and go, wow, this whole thing's controlled.
Well, exactly. I mean, if it opens people's eyes to it and they go on the internet and do a search for, you know, 9/11 prior knowledge, obviously Moore's information will pop up there. But, you know, right at the top, as with every case in Google, our information's always right at the top of the list. So they will stumble onto it each time. So it eventually it'll probably work out in our favor.
Yeah, so people understand that whatever gets the most hits gets at the top, and we are routinely, most of the time, Paul, all kinds of searches we pop up on top.
Well, I mean, try Larry Silverstein. I wonder if Larry Silverstein's ever typed his own name into Google, because in the first 10 results, it's about how he admits that he blew up WTC-7.
And there's video of him saying it. It's not like we're making the claim or anything.
So at least they know, they're aware that we're onto them, because it's out there.
That's right, and that's why they got to move so quick, Paul, because they know their system's falling apart. I want to get into U.S. trucks carrying radioactive materials intercepted in Kuwait-Iraq border, more weapons of mass destruction attempts to plant. But first off, Capitol Hill Blue, anti-terror laws target Americans, not just terrorists. Federal and state prosecutors are applying stiff anti-terrorism laws adopted after 9/11 attacks to broad run-of-the-mill probes of political corruption, financial crimes, and immigration frauds. And it says if the government gets its way, even routine transactions of buying or selling American homes, already happening, could soon come under the scrutiny of money laundering provisions of the USA Patriot Act. Folks, type Patriot Act compliance in. You'll see your local grocery store. You'll see preschool regulation. You'll see public school security. It's all under Patriot Act compliance. Everything's being surveilled. It's typing into a search engine. The Treasury Department, which already has caught up financial transactions in casinos, storefront check-cashing stores, auto dealers, and for scrutiny, wants to expand the Patriot Act coverage to home purchases as well. And then it goes into examples of Virginia anti-terrorism statute, making death penalty offenses to be involved in more than... And it goes on into just, you know, everything you can imagine. Bar owners being charged with terrorism, you know, for not paying a fee. I mean, Paul, but then the neocons get on radio with their screened phone calls and go, look, no one disagrees with the Patriot Act, and it's never been used against a citizen. Well, that's a lie, Paul.
Well, it's also being used, as you reported yesterday, that, you know, these artists that have got these biological agents which are involved in the artwork that they create, they're not dangerous to anybody. They're getting arrested now, and this goes right back to November 2001, where the Washington Post reported, you know, the headline was, Bush administration creates parallel legal system, and it's parallel to the Constitution, it's parallel to the law. So
the Washington Times said martial law activated, and it gave the provisions.
And in this new bill reported by Wired News, the... Anti-Terrorism Intelligence Tools Improvement Act of 2003. It strengthens the clause whereby the FBI can demand any record from a business, and anyone that discloses that the FBI made the demand gets up to 5 years in prison. And it's basically a piecemeal version of the bill they tried.
Well, it's gag orders, and this is from Capitol Hill Blue. The FBI has used the Patriot Act provisions in a political corruption probe involving a Las Vegas girly bar concerning zoning. Oh, zoning is now. And the Justice Department reported to the House Judiciary Committee last year that it used the new law in probes of credit card fraud, theft from a bank account. I mean, it has nothing to do with it, Paul.
Well, Well, it's, the new one is a piecemeal version of the one they tried to pass during the capture of Saddam. It's, so they're getting it through in piecemeal because the initial bill was rejected. And, you know, with the legal system whereby now they're arresting 8-year-old girls for stealing bunny rabbits, then what do you expect? And again, the one that you mentioned.
Four students have a limited food fight, and they arrest him and charge him with all these felonies.
Yeah, students who wear a baseball cap backwards are getting arrested now. And so the one out of Capitol Hill Blue, they took the article from Scripps Howard News Service, so it's not about partisanship. And as he said, they're applying the Patriot Act to the routine sale of homes or any transaction over a certain amount of money, which, you know, becomes subject to investigation. And it's the same process as the anti-racketeering laws, which they brought in the 70s, which they're now routinely using against pro-life demonstrators who protest abortion.
And the left love that, so now they can't have any rallies. They get racketeering thrown on them.
Well, exactly.
Amazing. Folks, we haven't even scratched the tip of the iceberg. We'll come back, take some calls, and then we got Dr. Nick Begich joining us as well. Stay with us.
What really happened September 11th, and who stands to gain? Alex Jones here, America. We answer these vital questions and much, much more in my newest and most explosive documentary yet, 911, The Road to Tyranny. In 2 hours and 24 minutes, we point a searing light of truth on the history of problem, reaction, solution. Brace yourselves as the New World Order program for world domination is blown wide open. A nightmarish post-September 11th world where the military and the police are merged. Witnesses populations beg for national ID cards and, yes, even implantable microchips. Troops on the streets, foreign NATO aircraft in the skies. Psychotic UN population control plans, and much, much more. This is one film you cannot afford to miss. Order 911, The Road to Tyranny today. Call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 1-888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. You see, Big Brother's afraid of this documentary. Order today and spread the word. America's future depends on the truth getting out.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCM Radio Network.
All right, my friends, let's go ahead and take some calls. We've got Dr. Nick Begich coming up. Direct Shotgun with us as well, so stay with us for that. A ton of news and information. Dylan in Texas, you're on the air. Welcome. Good to talk to you, Dylan.
Thanks, Alex. Y'all are doing a great job. Got to commend you. I really recommend anyone to read from the book of Exodus, chapter 20, verses 2 through 5, otherwise known as the First and Second Commandments. Okay, but we live in a pluralist society. Not everyone goes to Scripture. Okay. Well, I recommend everyone get educated about standard operating procedures of aviation and also the laws of physics.
Okay, how does Exodus tie into the laws of physics?
Well, actually, Exodus, the first two commandments tie into what you were talking before before your partner came on, and that is that the people are putting government in the place of the Lord.
Yeah, we're making government God.
Right.
Or I should say government's making itself God and telling us that's normal. And then the laws of aviation, what about the impossibility of the official story in 9/11?
Well, I'm an Air Force Reserve veteran myself, and I just know a little bit about aviation. I just happen to know that that was the only day that NORAD stood down.
Yeah, if you're Cessna, I've been in the Cessna with my dad, and he has to go around a storm, and he calls them and tells them that, but they still radio in, and if you don't respond, they'll launch fighters on you, and they'll be on you in 10 minutes. But magically on this day, hours go by.
Okay, but these are a lot of facts, too, and a lot of people don't want to let the facts get in the way of their emotions, so I can address that as well. In my opinion, my Savior Jesus Christ wants to appeal to my emotions, but a lot of people don't believe in that. They believe in their television, though, and I don't know, but I think a lot of people just need to turn their television off. That's all I have to say. Thanks.
All right. Thanks for the call, sir. I appreciate it. Any comments, Paul?
Well, I had an interesting conversation with a liberal on the weekend talking about, you know, the emotion versus facts, and it was on abortion. And I said, you know, I know abortion's wrong, just as I know someone walking down the street trying to eat a hot dog through their nose is wrong. And they actually tried to argue with me that eating a hot dog through your nose was not necessarily wrong. So these people have no moral compass, so you can't debate them with facts because they run on emotion. So in many cases, it's impossible, and you just have to move on.
Yeah, Mark in New York. Go ahead, Mark.
Hey, you know, I got a good one for you. Hey, you know, I bought all your tapes, and I'm in the healthcare business.
Yes, sir.
And I want all the healthcare professionals to do this if they can do it. I put TVs in all my operatory. And I play your tapes in front of these patients and tell them this is the History Channel. I tell them, they don't have to ask for a while. I tell them the truth. But they're astonished. They're astonished. I absolutely, you should see the faces on these people. It's like some bright light came and smashed them right in the head.
Really? So what do they say after they watch 20 minutes of a video?
They don't know what to say. They go, you've got to be kidding me. You know, things like that. It's like, is this guy for real? Yeah, it's real. Go look it up yourself. It's unbelievable. And hopefully you'll be getting a lot of orders. Then.
Well, great. No, I
think it's such a good idea. I'll tell you what. If doctors and whatnot, whoever's in this healthcare field, I have TVs even in my waiting room everywhere. Just plug them in. If anybody's listening to me, just buy the tape. You said you can copy them, but I just don't buy them. I'd rather just support you. Put those tapes in and let them play. And don't let them watch the TV. Let them watch those tapes.
Well, I appreciate what you're doing, sir. And, you know, a lot of restaurants and others are doing that, too. Or people go to Sunday school and, you know, the Sunday school teacher pops one in. And that's how we're going to win this country back, is one mind at a time with the truth. Anything else, Mark? I guess Mark's gone. Good job, Mark. All right, Paul Watson's riding a shotgun with us. I'm Alex Jones. Dr. Nick Begich coming up. Stay with us. Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. How
housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29, plus shipping, by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order online at BerkeyWater.com.